A recent survey of Ukrainian refugees in Ireland found over half plan to stay in this country on a permanent basis. It also found that over the past year, the number working has increased to 43%. Now, these and other findings are mirrored in a new report from Eurofound, the European Foundation for the Improvement of Living and Working Conditions. This latest study finds Ukrainian refugees have far more success than other refugees in Europe at gaining access to the labour market. The barriers remain, though, in accessing long-term employment and public services. Chief among those barriers is access to housing. Now, earlier I discussed the study with Ivalo Kalfin, who first told me about the scale and context for the study.
The study is just published and it's produced in cooperation between two agencies. I mean, Eurofound is the European agency based in Ireland, dealing with studying the living and working conditions. We have plenty of data which was collected by the Fundamental Rights Agency and also by national sources about the Ukrainian refugees. So the study covers the whole of the European Union plus Norway. And it goes into issues like labor market, public services, opinions of the Ukrainian refugees, legal basis for their work, etc., etc. So quite a comprehensive study, comparing also across Europe.
Because, of course, we are now more than 2 years into this war, so a very good time to go and check. And we know from surveys of among the Ukrainian refugees living in this country that it really all comes round to integration, doesn't it?
Yes, and at the same time, the case with the Ukrainian refugees is absolutely different than any other refugees that came to Europe. It's not only Ireland, but it's across Europe. Ukrainians are much better integrated on the labor market and much better integrating, which takes time in the society.
But could I suggest maybe that integration has something to do with the enormous amount of sympathy that there was to Ukraine when the war broke out, and perhaps also because they are white?
Absolutely, there is a huge sympathy for the Ukrainians after the war of aggression of Russia to Ukraine, something that happened in Europe and maybe was a wake-up call for many Europeans. And you're absolutely right, Mary. I mean, there were plenty of people opening their homes also for Ukrainian refugees. Here in Ireland, but mostly also in the neighboring countries, in Poland, in the Baltic states, in Bulgaria also, you have many Ukrainians that went there because it's across the border, they know the language. There is a sympathy, but also from the very pragmatic economic point of view, I would say that their integration into the labour market was positive for the economies. Mm.
Of course, there are barriers as well. I mean, we can look at language barriers in this country, particularly access to housing, and also, I suppose, access to the ability to work in their specialist fields.
Exactly, you are right. These are the major obstacles. Again, I mean, across Europe, the language is the highest obstacle for them to integrate into the labor market. Having said so, we have to say that a very large percentage, I mean, roughly this is about 40-50% of the Ukrainians are working. In Ireland, this is about 42-43% of the refugees. And we should take into consideration that many of them are children or elderly people. They are not fit for the labor market. The fact that they can speak English here, which is maybe the most known foreign language in Ukraine, gives them a little bit more of comfort, which is not happening in other countries. When you see the neighboring countries, I mean Poland or the Baltics, they also have less language possibilities. Mm. But housing is a huge problem. I mean, we have to understand that this is not about taking care of them and they helping the economy. Because the public services are under strain. And this is in Ireland, but this is across Europe also.
We found as well in a most recent survey that a high number, over 50%, are now considering staying permanently in this country. Is that a finding across Europe?
The percentage in Ireland is particularly high. Even in our survey, we have a higher percentage of people that would stay in Ireland. The thing is that they would stay if they have the conditions. And again, the conditions are not only jobs on the labor market, but also decent jobs. Many of them are working contemporary jobs, low-paid jobs, as you mentioned, under their qualification. And also has to do with the public services. If they can find housing, if they can find access to the medical service, if they can find childcare and the schools for their children. And there is something which is also very important to know. I mean, this is the European legislation allowing Ukrainians to work on the labor market in Europe. This is the temporary directive, which expires at the end of this year. It can be prolonged, of course, but again, this is a special legislation which doesn't give them the perspective long term that they could stay around.
And you were listening there to Ivailo Kalfin, who was speaking to me a little earlier.